40 years ago this week, there was a partial meltdown of one of the nuclear reactors at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. It left areas of the facility highly radioactive, but a group of young researchers had an idea to send robots into the damaged reactor to try and repair it. Amy Sisk from member station WESA in Pittsburgh reports that their work helped expand what was then a fledgling field of robotics.
Ooh, boy, look at this.
Red Whitaker calls me over to his computer at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
This is really old. I haven't looked at any of it in eternity.
He shows me video footage his robot took of the basement at Three Mile Island's Unit 2 containment building in the 1980s.
They could see for the first time the accumulation of hundreds of thousands of gallons of contaminated water that had filled up like a bathtub to a height of about 8 feet.
The country's worst commercial nuclear accident prompted tens of thousands of people near the reactor to evacuate, fearing radiation exposure if they stayed. In the years following, Mike Pavlik helped oversee cleanup.
We were not going to be able to put human beings in there because of the risk. So we decided that we needed robots to do some of that work.
The thing is, robots had never been used in quite that way before.
It was brand new in the nuclear business. The robots were used primarily in repetitive operations.
Like in auto factories to weld together parts of cars. This is where Whitaker's expertise came in.
I was looking for that opportunity to contribute, and I was looking for that iconic robotic development project that would put the technology on the map.
He enlisted the help of those around him, mainly undergraduate students. John Bears was just a sophomore.
We had a dream and a few pieces of paper and convinced them that we could solve the problem.
Whitaker's younger brother, Chuck, wanted to join the cleanup too. He worked as an engineer for a coal company.
I would come over on the weekends and I would come over on my vacation days and work because it was fun.
In 1983, a crane lowered the first robot into the basement of the Unit 2 containment building. The machine had 6 wheels and special cameras that could withstand radiation, as well as numerous seals to keep out water. A second robot soon followed. It could drill into concrete and remove wall samples for analysis. Bears says their third robot was never used.
We tried to make it a Swiss Army knife that would do all kinds of things.
It could drill and lift items and move them around, but it wasn't reliable. Still, Bear says the engineers learned from their mistakes. Chuck Whitaker walks me through a hallway at Carnegie Mellon University to a timeline showing all the field robots developed here since the Three Mile Island days.
That was the first mine one. That was the last thing I built. I was around it long enough to, I did all the wiring on this one. Worked on some of these other ones. This was the first navigational laboratory. That was our first autonomous driving vehicle.
The Whitakers both work as researchers at CMU today. Bears recently led Uber's autonomous vehicle program in Pittsburgh, and he now heads a robotics company there. The brothers recently developed a robot to help decommission uranium enrichment facilities. Red Whitaker shows me a prototype. It crawls through pipelines in search of residual uranium and sends out sound waves.
It uses that as part of its calculation to determine exactly where it is.
Chuck Whitaker says the robot will save time and money and prevent exposure to humans who would otherwise have to do the work.
And that's really the value, when you can reduce the hazards to the personnel.
That's why the robots went in to Three Mile Island. They assessed the damage and began cleanup. Soon, more robots could go back. TMI is scheduled to close this fall unless the state intervenes. The legislature is considering a bailout for nuclear reactors, as they are struggling to compete against natural gas and renewable power. Robots could be part of the facility's decommissioning. Red Whitaker doesn't know if he would be involved, but...
I gotta say, I would absolutely love to revisit TMI.
To finish a job he helped start nearly 4 decades ago. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Sisk.
And Amy's story comes to us from State Impact Pennsylvania, which covers Pennsylvania's energy economy.